This is a Doxcast, not an Argos Soxcast, or a Bagels and Loxcast. Now I'm hungry. This is a Doxcast. It's a nerdy Toxcast. Discuss a Moxcast with Rich Early and friends.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Nerdy Ween Awards Show Ceremony Online Live Stream Event.
Extravaganza.
I expected more applause.
Extravaganza.
Extravaganza. Woo! There you go. As people are applauding in their homes, it's okay. We
a cast of thousands.
Yes, we are coming at you remotely via the internet to talk about the costumes this year at Nerdy Ween, which was last Saturday, October 31st. And I guess we extended it, though. Sorry, Nerdy Ween actually went on for several days.
We opened it up. It was a three-day event this year for the sale and for the opportunity to get your costumes posted in the virtual contest. We had to switch last minute during the week from an in-person event to a virtual event, which, if nothing else, because of the wind on Saturday, ended up being a really good decision. So...
Yeah, and all those capes would have really been flapping all over the place.
So this is, hey, I'm the owner, Richard Early. Welcome to Casa de Early. I really planned my background well, as you can see. And Josh Trumbo, how are you tonight?
I am doing well, Rich. Thank you for asking.
Excellent. No,
I mean, seriously, because you never ask
puns. I don't. Well, I don't really care.
Yeah, I
know. So, we're not alone tonight.
Accurate.
Let's bring in this cast of thousands.
Yeah. So let's see. Who do we have? Who wants to volunteer their personal information on the internet here? Savannah, that laugh means
I'm
you
Savannah.
Go first.
I'm a volunteer with For Love of Dog Rescue. This is my fourth year doing this, I think. Third or fourth?
Seems accurate.
Either way, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, Greg says their capes were epic. Yeah. Oh, yeah, if you've been to our kids' costume contest, we usually have a judge, three-person judge panel, and they're all still virtually with us. So Savannah's the first one. Chris, how are you doing tonight?
Fantastic. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and who are you?
Oh, yes, that'd be a good answer, right? I'm Chris McEwen. I am the guild leader for Fargo-Moorhead Extra Life. I raise money for Children's Miracle Network for Sanford Children's Hospital right here in Fargo, and I work with a lot of fundraisers as well, so that way we can try to raise as much as possible for the children, for the kids.
Awesome. And last but certainly not, well, you said earlier, Nick, we're saving the best for last. Nick, tell us who you are.
Well, thank you. I feel like the best, so thank you. My name is Nick Julik. I throw a fundraiser called Wish Fast. It's a superhero walk run that benefits Make-A-Wish of North Dakota. We have done it for 7 years, and we do it in Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, and Williston all on the same day at the exact same time. So this year, we didn't get to do it as planned, but we're going to continue rolling on next year.
Nick, I just want to shout out to you. Nick just got engaged, and I just want to shout out and say congratulations. I've known you for many years. I've watched you grow from the shy college kid who first came up with that Make-A-Wish idea, and I couldn't be more proud of you, man. Congrats.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate all your support and all wishes. Thank you very much.
So that's who we've got with us, just kind of getting some people... we got Chad is clapping and Jamie is woohooing and Sydney Anderson says hey. So we're definitely getting some viewers going. And Blake is here. So so the judges this year picked out we did things a little differently. Oh, I gotta quit doing that. My hand gets all big in the camera like that. if most of you, this is our seventh year of doing Nerdy Ween, and typically what we do is at mid-afternoon on whatever the last Saturday in October is. Of course, it's not always Halloween itself because it's Nerdy Ween. we have a kids' costume showcase in person at the event center at Paradox Comics. Typically, we have been drawing 30 kids or so, sometimes more. And then we pack the event center with all their families and we just pull them up one at a time. And, you know, we didn't do that this year for obvious reasons. So we ended up doing a virtual costume contest using our comics group. And Josh, I think, I don't know if you counted. I know I counted at one point. I saw over 40 submissions. I don't know if we ever got, you know, you probably didn't give us a total tally, but I mean, we just got a ton of submissions.
Correct. I did not look at the entire number of images. But
it's impressive. Yeah. We had no idea, especially pivoting as late as we did, too. So it's awesome. So
yeah. No, there was a fantastic response. And I was personally blown away just seeing those images come in throughout the course of, especially Saturday. Most of them came in that day, but it was a really, really great response and lots of fantastic costumes. I certainly don't envy our judges at all having to make decisions on who to hand out some of those awards to. That's what their job is, and so.
Yeah, judges, don't screw it up. Wait, no. but then
we make the big bucks.
That's.
Wait a second. So, but no, you don't. Shush. What we added this year was a full costume contest for adults. And we did a $100 cash prize the first place and a $50 cash prize the second place. So what we're going to do tonight, though, is we're going to talk about the kids' costumes first. And so we've got five of the costumes picked out. If we didn't pick you, it doesn't mean you weren't awesome. It means that I have five $20 gift cards to give away, and I forced these guys to pick five of you.
At gunpoint.
There's no first place. Yeah, there's no first place to fifth place, nothing like that. It's literally just five costumes that we stood out a little bit to us, and we want to, you know, mainly, too, we want to make sure we reward the parents, because we know that the parents are the ones doing all the hard work on those costumes, or in most cases. So there you go. So I guess I'll turn it over a little bit, and maybe, you know, Josh, if you want to, how do you want to do that? Do you want to put up one of the picks and then have them talk about why they like that one? I mean, something like that. So
yeah, I'll go ahead and do that. So again, these are in no particular order. There isn't a first through fifth place. These were just, as Rich said, ones that stood out. And before we do that, I think we should go ahead and have Chris talk briefly about Extra Life, since that's coming up this weekend.
Yep. This weekend. Yep, go for it.
Absolutely. So game day is this weekend. And the neat thing about Extra Life is that you can game whenever you'd like. Like, my game day is actually not until December. But the big event for most people is going to be this weekend, this Saturday. We really encourage you to find donation links. You'll see them across Facebook. Paradox will be gaming. Replay Games will be gaming. A lot of different activities across Fargo-Moorhead and across the entire nation, actually, because this is a national thing. And if you're interested, anyone can sign up. Anybody can raise. I started this as basically a joke 5 years ago, and now I've got a bunch of fees for fundraising. So, like, anybody can do it. It's really easy. If you have any questions whatsoever, you can basically just contact somebody at Paradox, and we'll help you figure it out from there.
Perfect. And yeah, it's a great cause. I'll be doing some live streams as part of that. So we hope that you guys will tune in and that you'll donate and be a part of it. So thanks, Chris.
Can we mention the two cool things? Well, Paradox has three cool things going on, but tomorrow night, Josh is hosting a stream. Oh, by the way, it's Josh Trumbo's birthday tomorrow.
It's so true. If you want to get me a gift, a donation to Extra Life is not a bad idea.
And tomorrow night at 8 o'clock,
yes.
We'll have our first Extra Life stream going on. And this year it features former Minnesota Vikings punter Chris Cluey taking place in our little stream for Extra Life. So we're really excited about that. And then on Saturday morning, Josh and I and John Leighton will be playing Gloomhaven with one of the game designers of Gloomhaven. He designed the entire Forgotten Circles expansion, and he once again, for the third year in a row, has an exclusive Extra Life content, Paradox content only, that I can't wait to see what that thing is. So,
right. And to back up a little bit, our stream tomorrow night is News at 11, where we make up funny news stories. It's just a fun little improvisational game. We also have, in addition to Chris Cluey, we have two fantastic voice actors. Paul St. Peter, who you might know from the Kingdom Hearts series of games as the voice of Xemnas. He's also done a ton of other things, Cowboy Bebop, and I'm blanking on him, but trust me, you'll probably recognize his voice. And Caitlin French, who has done No Game, No Life, and Girls und Panzer, and again, a huge list of credits. So we have some fantastic talent in addition to the my usual Extra Life team, bringing you some fun stuff. So we hope that you guys will tune in and consider some donations. So, all right, enough plugging my stuff. Let's take a look at one of the kids here. Let's start at the beginning of the alphabet, and let's talk about this young child dressed as Aang, the Avatar. No, seriously, let's talk about it. What?
I was waiting for a picture to pop up, but I
haven't. Oh, is it not popping up there?
No, we're not seeing it.
Sorry, there's probably a delay between when I do things here and when they show up on the actual stream. So maybe we'll plan better for the next picture that I put up. You guys seeing it yet? Is it?
Nope.
Not loading? What?
It's in my mind, though.
I'll put it up on the group page.
Yeah. Well, I thought Anton nailed it for one.
Yeah. And Gordon Ramsay in me is thinking, why didn't he buzz his head?
Well, that's why we didn't ask Gordon Ramsay to charge. Oh, that's why
I'm here. Oh, I'm your son, Cal. Okay.
Okay, the people in the stream can see it. Sorry, it's not going to show up on Discord. I don't know if we didn't make that. So I'm just putting it up on the stream outgoing to Facebook, so everyone else can see it. You have to tune into the video there if you want to see the pictures.
So meta.
Okay, well, why did we pick Aang? Other than it is, he probably will just kick your butt if you didn't.
Like I said, I thought he nailed it. It's great. It's obviously homemade. Like, he's excited about it. I love it.
And his, what do they call that in Avatar? What is his flying broomstick?
What is that called? I can't remember. See if anyone in the chat can remember what that thing, if there was an official name for his staff there.
Either way, it's really cool. And I thought that was impressive that he brought that out, so.
Excellent. Well, congratulations, Anton. It was an excellent costume. Your expression also, I think, won over the judges. So there you go. That's the first recipient of one of our $20 gift card awards. Let's go ahead and we'll bring up another one. Let's talk about, let's see, this young gentleman dressed as Oddish. Or not gentlemen, did I? My names are mixed around on my sheet here.
I don't know who Oddish is, though.
Oddish is a Pokemon.
The Pokemon.
Oh.
It was Sarah Schultz's kids. Mostly made old clothes, duct tape, glue, and paper.
And now that's how to make a shiny chart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just his expression on his face while wearing his costume is hilarious, too.
I love it, yeah.
Good job to all four of them, including the not Pokemon Strawberry.
And let me see. I did crop the picture, so it was just odd. But I can move that over so you guys can see. Here is the whole group. So excellent costumes there.
You know, Josh, this reminds me that usually by now you would have been attacked or assaulted by at least three of the kids in the contest.
Right?
Yes.
That is...
We are missing that part of it.
Yeah. Everybody loves it when I get beat up on. Well, and it's always fun when you see a group like that where they're all Pokemon, which the whole point of Pokemon is you have these monsters that fight each other. And so when you get a group like that in the live setting, you know that they're going to start attacking with water guns and fast attacks. And those are about most of the Pokemon moves that I know off the top of my head. Swift Attack, I think, is the correct one. So, yes, I in one way I missed that this year. It was, kind of sad not being able to do that and announce the costumes and see the kids get up and do that. But on the other hand, it was kind of nice also not to have to lay down on the floor several times and get back up. I'm getting old, and it's getting more difficult to take that kind of punishment. So... but yeah,
what is
so
it, your 70th birthday today?
Tomorrow. I'm only mostly old. Seven. Tomorrow I will officially be older.
Okay. 71 then? Yeah.
Turning 29 tomorrow, Josh.
That's right. I got Benji Button disease. Just going backwards now.
All right. There's two of our costumes. Who's our third one?
All right. Next, let's go ahead and take a look at Hobbs. With Calvin.
Now, Calvin and Hobbes, are these original characters?
have you not read the Calvin and Hobbes comic strips?
Oh, I'm not familiar. I thought this was an original. Okay, I'm just teasing.
Yeah. Wish you had kept that up, because we would have all mercilessly made fun of you. But
I love that it's reversed, though, because you would have assumed, like, I think I saw the title, it was like Calvin and Hobbes, and it said featuring the dog, and then it was reversed, like the human wasn't the human, but so I like that. Plus, anything with dogs gets my vote. Remember that for next year.
Very well trained dog. Extra points.
Yeah, that was super cute, and like Savannah said, the twist on that really gave me a chuckle when I first saw it, too. That was pretty cool to flip it around like that.
The dedication to just adding face paint and having face paint on, just, I mean, I'm not a big fan of makeup on my face, so...
Really, your complexion looks flawless. How do you?
That's because I'm glistening with sweat. So thank you.
Turn that fan on back there.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I don't know what I was going to say. Great.
No one does, and now no one will.
Must have been a lie. My wife's mother used to say. I mean, I never met her. She died before we got married. But this is what I'm told about every other day that she used to say.
All right. And on that note, next, let's take a look. Here we have the One More Time troll. Yeah.
One up here.
So, yeah, what do you guys think about that?
I love this one. I love the dedication to it of, we didn't know what his name was, but we love him.
Yeah.
Good use of glow sticks there.
It's like there's some face paint, there's some green hair gel going on, or hairspray. Vacation. And I want those glasses. I really do.
And it's fun to see someone take a very, like, side character and, you know, just find something in that they love. Love it to the point where they want to dress up as that character. I think that's pretty cool.
Sorry, I was just reading comments, and I just want to point out that the thing that Aang has is just a glider, or perhaps a paraglider. So that was awesome.
Yeah.
Four of us couldn't come up with glider, by the way. Anyway, I have yet to see either of these Trolls movies, right? There's two.
Correct.
So yeah, so I'm out of the troll loop.
What was like the big song of the first one that Justin Timberlake did?
Oh, Let It Happy, Be.
You know?
I think that's a Beatles song, but
I mean, Let It Go. Dang it! I ruined my own. I ruined my own joke.
You're your own worst enemy, Rich.
Yeah.
Foiled again by yourself. All right, so that's four of those kids. Congratulations again to each of them thus far. So let's go ahead and get the last recipient of a $20 gift card award. And that goes out to the Littlest Mandalorian. I don't think that's the official name of the costume, but it gave me a chuckle when I said it, so I went with it.
All family, I mean, just awesome.
Yeah. Anything Mandalorian gets my vote, as you can tell. I'm just to please you guys.
This thing's just not fair. Like this is just not fair right here. So we had some trouble in the voting thread, discussion thread, but this costume I think was on every list every time, no matter how confused I made the rules for voting. This one was always on it. So, and I got to say, so the whole Donovan family was all in costume that it started last summer when Greg was making this costume, but it blossomed over the 3 weeks leading up to Nerdy Ween into a 20-day race to get everybody into costume. Greg and family did an incredible job on everybody, but yeah, I mean, how can you resist this one?
This is the way.
Indeed. So there you go, folks.
Nick, why'd that one stand out to you?
I'm not sponsored by Disney or anything, but tune in tomorrow for a new episode of The Mandalorian on Disney Plus. Man, seriously. Who isn't watching Disney Plus, like the Baby Yoda show? This is like the best costume out there.
Yeah, actually, we all just made $100 because of that. Good job, Nick.
Yeah. Shilling for Disney. Because they need our help.
Yeah.
I was going to say, as they take this down immediately just for right. mentioning it.
Cease and desist orders are knocking at my doorstep. Thank you. No, I think it was a unique take on, what was it, Rebels? Very, very cute rendition of The Mandalorian.
Nailed it.
And Greg is in the chat there, and sounds like it was a family affair to get it all put together. His wife did the painting. Ray, a little girl there, her sister made the gauntlets. Greg worked a lot on the helmets and stuff. They all kind of worked together on it. So that's a really cool thing. Nice to have a fun family project like that. Especially during this time of quarantine.
And the character is based on her favorite character from what is, I don't want to mispronounce this.
Rebels.
Kipo and Kipo in the Age of Wonder Beasts. I'll mispronounce it. I don't care. It's Kipo or Kipo or something. I don't know the show.
Now we all
I'm sorry.
Just lost $50 for Netflix. Thanks, Josh.
Yeah.
So those are our five. I mean, we got, they're just great costumes. I mean, that was a, there were so many good pictures in that thread. I love Michelle Norris's as well. I was a big fan of Stargirl, and several others. It just, you know, there were a lot of great picks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was one thing, you know, usually when we do this in person, there's a little something for all the kids for participating, like a little bag of candy or something like that. And it's kind of a bummer that we couldn't give out something to everybody for participating this year, because everybody was fantastic. But hopefully someday when things calm down in store and, you know, we can all get together again, we can get back to doing that and give out candy to your children, because...
You know,
it,
we gave everybody some smiles and some fun. One thing that multiple people came to me and said that they were really thankful the event happened. I had a couple of families who said like they weren't planning to do anything. No one was excited, and that this motivated them to get costumes going to be a part of something. And so that's awesome. So we did give them that. So
that's good.
It was really hard to judge. I just want everyone to know that. Like, it was really hard.
Yep.
Like I said, I don't envy you guys.
So,
before we go on to the winners of the costume contest, however you want to, I don't know if we had an official name for it or whatnot, but... let's go ahead and Savannah, why don't you tell us a little bit more about For Love of Dog and anything else that you want to let our audience know about?
Sure. We are a local dog rescue dedicated to rehoming homeless dogs. We are 100% volunteer run, and we rely solely on donations for funding. As you know, we like to partner with Rich and do the D&D for Dogs in the early spring, and like to do that. So big things like that are really great. We have a huge silent auction every year in November, usually with hundreds of items, and it's a huge thing with a huge turnout. And obviously with COVID going on this year, we had to switch to an online format. And so, so it'll be online, and you can go to our website for information on that. But it'll be online bidding. It's a really great website, makes it all easy. We're going to start the viewing on Thursday the 19th. It'll go through Saturday the 21st of November. And you can go in person if you want. There will be limited number of guests, and there will be still the cash bar if you want. But we're really excited, and this is, like I said, one of our biggest fundraisers of the year. And it just goes towards, I don't know if you guys follow our page, but we've had a lot of medical cases this year. We've had a lot of puppies come in, and so every penny counts, and we're just really excited. So,
excellent. Well, thank you very much. And yeah, everyone go ahead and check that out and make sure to find some good stuff in that online auction. There's usually a lot of really good things there from what I understand. So get in there, bid often.
And it's not just dog. Yeah, it's not just dog related too. You know, like Paradox always donates, and that always goes right away. And you know, it's everything. So
I hear that you might even get a case of wine if that's your thing.
Yeah. At least.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and let's talk about our first runner-up in the costume contest.
Yeah, this is our first. Well, that's not true. It's not our first. We did a costume contest early on. We did. Remember the first year we had the kids mm-hmm. in the afternoon. And then we had a full costume contest that night, and that worked really well. I remember one of my favorite memories was Gary House Williams was in full Viking regalia with a shield. And I remember clashing with my Captain America shield and his Viking shield. And we had a pretty packed house that first year, but, you know, focused on the all ages aspects over the years since then. So,
yeah, but it was nice to bring it back this year. And we had, again, some fantastic costumes. Difficult choices once again. But our first runner up is this fantastic Robot Man costume from our friend Lenny.
Better announce it right, isn't it, Cliff Steele?
Well, Cliff Steele is Robot Man. So I'm half right?
I guess.
Don't talk to me like I don't know Doom Patrol.
If you read the Facebook... If you read the Facebook post, I had to put this up for Lenny, who, by the way, if you don't know Lenny, Lenny is about the nicest, most fun-loving guy. He makes just great costumes every year, from Daleks to, well, to Cliff Steele. And his quote on this was, he wanted me to tell people that he was like a Cliff Steele who got pounded on the head, smooshed out, and made shorter. So.
Which, if you've ever read Doom Patrol, is absolutely something that could happen.
I'm pretty sure in the Grant Morrison issues, there's ones where all the characters are smooshed down and...
I'm not sponsored by HBO Max, but...
Another $100! Nick, what made next... this cost... Nick, what made this costume stand out to you?
Just the, you know, the detail, the awesome detail in the jacket, to the knee pads and boots, to the awesome helmet. You know he custom made that because, I mean, I assume he custom made that himself.
Oh, he did. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Just incredible detail. Awesome job. Good job for him.
How about you, Savannah?
I agree. I could tell that a lot went into it, and like you said, lots of detail, and just like looking at the picture, you could tell there's a lot of emotion behind it. As odd as that sounds, but I feel like he was like, look at my costume, check it out.
It would have been more impressive if he danced as a robot.
Well, maybe he is. You can't tell.
You know, if we had it in person, maybe he would have.
We should have a lot of video submissions.
Powerful vibes. That's what I got. Powerful vibes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, of all the people I saw that day, because he came in, you know, obviously I took that in front of one of the comic racks. He was just so happy. He was so happy to be out with a costume, and he was going to a couple other friends' houses and stuff. And but man, that guy was just in a great mood and loved that costume and was really, really proud of it. So Lenny, shout out. You get $50. Everybody who wins tonight, by the way, we will have prizes ready by 5 p.m. tomorrow. I should put that in the comments. They won't be ready before then because we just won't do it. So we won't get it done. should we have Nick talk about Wishfast
before the last one? Let's build the suspense a little bit more.
Yep.
For me, right? Not for the last costume. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just for last.
You're the penultimate event here.
Everybody's here. My name is Nick Schulich. For 7 years, I've been throwing on a fundraiser for Make-A-Wish North Dakota called Wish Fast. It is a superhero walk run benefiting Make-A-Wish of North Dakota. And our project, our little fundraiser, started out as a class project at NDSU that we've raised $60,000 for over the past 7 years. And for the first time ever, I also get to bring medals to this year's race. Quite a few of these for our upcoming year. Yeah, so we've had hundreds of people dress up in May, the first weekend in May, which is usually around the time of the next big superhero film or the same time as Paradox's Free Comic Book Day, which they graciously help us out with every year in promotions, and we try to pay them back in the same way. And it's just an honor to continue judging for numerous years this costume contest and being able to promote our cause to the world, or at least the people on this stream. But thank you guys.
Absolutely. And yeah, another fantastic cause, and we're always happy to have you and promote good in the world. So definitely appreciate.
Yeah. You know, and the thing about what Nick has done is it started as a college project with others, and it's become his own show. You know, it's just grown and grown and grown, and it's just amazing.
Well, I love it just because, you know, it's been a roller coaster of a year, but even if we didn't have Wishfast, we still got to meet kids, help grant their wishes. The one big wish that we granted this year was one of the kids named Henrik at Make-A-Wish North Dakota. His wish was to get a superhero clubhouse. So middle of the day, we drove over there, and they had this. I would live in this clubhouse. It was so awesome. It had cable TV. I don't have that here. I have Netflix, but... It was so awesome to see his excitement, and we got to play Silly String War, and we just had so much fun being able to grant his wish, and I look forward to every time we get asked to make a wish to dress up in. I usually do my Captain America costume, and my fiance does Captain Marvel, so we're constantly arguing who's the captain in our house. So it's just, we have so much fun. And thank you again for having us. Be a part of this every year.
Absolutely. All right, Josh. Nick, Chris, I think the big moment is here. $100 cash, first place. And I'm excited. Well, okay, I already know. But I'm we're excited for the reveal.
All right, here it is, folks. First place in this year's 2020 Nerdyween Costume Contest goes to Adam as Master Roshi.
Yeah!
Hooray!
Hooray!
And I definitely want analysis on this one, Savannah.
As you posted that picture, I was laughing. Like, it's amazing. It is amazing. Like, I know Adam, and this is perfect. Nailed it.
What can you tell us about Adam? Like, what connected to you there?
It's great. It's fitting. I don't know. I love it. It's great. I laughed a lot. That didn't answer your question, but I love it.
No. How about you, Nick?
I just think everybody had a good laugh off it. Just the shell and the wonderful beard. I wish I could grow that. I might have to start using white paper on my face to grow something similar, but it was a good one. Very humorous, very funny, good way to end the costume contest this year.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
How about you, Chris? Any thoughts on Adam?
Oh, yeah, I'm a little biased, a big Dragon Ball fan, so I mean, When I saw Master Roshi, I mean, we had so many great contestants, but it was Master Roshi. Well, Roshi, we had to pay our respects.
And it was a family costume too, because Jewel was dressed up, and the dog was dressed up, and I think their baby was dressed up too.
Yep, it was a full collective.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, once we again, the dog is involved.
That's right. That's all you guys got to do. All right. That's pay attention trick. For next year.
Yeah.
What have we learned tonight?
dress up your dogs and cats or whatever. Yeah, basically.
You know, maybe next year. we should have a pet costume contest in addition. So that way, you know, if you want to incorporate a pet into your own costume, that's great, but we should have its own, it should be its own thing.
I think I'm in.
But yeah.
My poor dogs. I posted this as an ad for the event. My poor dogs got kenneled for a couple of days over at Wags and Whiskers in Stay and Play in Moorhead, and they dressed them up in costumes on Friday. And one of my dogs just had this look on his face like, oh, this is awesome, look at my costume. The other one just had this, like, death stare at the camera. Like, I hate you so much.
Excellent. Well, thank you again, everyone who participated. Again, wonderful group of costumes, and it really was, a ray of sunshine in a very otherwise cloudy and windy, very windy day. But this was a great response, more than we expected, and we absolutely love it and appreciate it, and appreciate each and every one of you. So thank you guys for all of that. Thank you to our judges once again. And check out all their things. Chris for Extra Life, Savannah for Love of Dog, and Nick with Wish Fast. Take a look at all those things and donate. I don't know. Anybody else have anything else to add before we close down our first ever awards ceremony live stream extravaganza?
With a cast of thousands?
It was a lot of fun. Thanks for inviting me back.
It's just really good to hear your voices, honestly. I mean, I'm serious. Like, I miss you all, and it's just it was good to see Chris at the Nerdy Rummage Sale, and it's just good to have something normal, and it makes me happy.
Likewise, Rich. Likewise.
All right. Well, thanks again, everybody. With that, we're going to go ahead and end the stream here. If you want to see all the rest of the costumes, please go to the Paradox Comics and Cards comic book and graphic novels group page. It's a wonderful group to be a part of anyway, but it's certainly wonderful to scroll through the however many there were, 40-plus costumes, and see what people came up with, what they dressed up as, and see all the wonderful smiling faces there. So thank you again, everybody, and with that we will say good night, and hopefully we will see you safely soon. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
This was a DoxCast. Hope you think it rocks cast. Oh, look at the clocks cast. Until next time, geek on.